The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. This week's devotional is Hearing Jesus' Voice. Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Who is not stirred by Jesus' words about his sheep hearing his voice? I long to hear Jesus in this way I learned to sing about as a boy. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. I want just that kind of intimate relationship with Jesus. But is hearing Jesus only a sweet platitude we sing about on Sunday, or can we really hear Jesus' voice? Clearly, Jesus says that we can, and we should expect it. Now, I am not a doctor, nor do I play a doctor on TV, but I am learning a little about the way we hear. In May 1957, the journal Scientific American published an article describing a discovery about the way we hear. It told about the reticular activating system, or RAS, which is a bundle of nerves at the base of the brain. The article said that the RAS, quote, acts as a switch of sorts to turn on your perceptions of ideas and data, the things that keep you asleep even when the music is playing, but wakes you up if a special little baby cries in another room. End of quote. The RAS sifts through billions of bits of data coming at us daily to keep out that which we have deemed unimportant to us, while forwarding the important onto the brain. The RAS works like a gatekeeper knocking at the door of our consciousness saying, "Here is something important to you. You will want to hear this. Pay attention." RAS explains how I once lived near a large airport and I could sleep through the noise of jets, but be awakened by the sound of our baby turning in his crib in the next room. My RAS had been programmed to tune into what was important to me and to filter out other sounds. That explains how an expert birdwatcher can hear a willow flycatcher in the woods that I would never hear. We learn to hear what is important to us. Now, here is where RAS enters into our learning to hear Jesus' voice. We live in a culture of so many competing voices that makes it difficult to hear Jesus' voice. That is why Jesus repeatedly warns about the need to make hearing him important. Jesus says, "Let anyone with ears listen." Time and again in the Gospels, Jesus talks about the need to be careful about how we listen. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, Jesus says, "Listen, I am standing at the door knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you and eat with you and you with me." We have to learn to be still and to listen for Jesus. I want the heart of the boy Samuel as he prayed to the Lord in 1 Samuel 3, "Speak, for your servant is listening." Samuel was all ears to listen for God. He had the very heart the Lord commended in Solomon in 1 Kings 3 when Solomon asked God for a hearing heart. The Hebrew is shem lev. He asked God for a hearing heart. Hearing Jesus begins in the heart with really wanting to hear him. It begins with the RAS being programmed to know that hearing Jesus is important to us. In fact, hearing Jesus must become more important to us than anything if we are to hear him. Jesus is infinitely creative in how he speaks. And how he speaks intimately to you will be different from how he speaks to me. But I do think that hearing Jesus requires the following. One, it requires first believing that Jesus is speaking to us. Two, it requires wanting to hear Jesus speak, not for just the big moments of life, but wanting to hear Jesus speak in the small moments of daily life. Three, it requires spending time with Jesus where he has already spoken to us, that is, the Bible. By that, the RAS is programmed to know that hearing Jesus is paramount for us. Four, it requires spending time tuning out other voices and other to be still and listen for Jesus' voice. Five, it requires spending time with others who are also seeking to listen for Jesus. And six, it requires responding to Jesus when we hear him speak. That could mean obedience, a change of mind, praise, and expressions of love for him and trust. Jesus promises in the Gospels that the more we listen to him, the more we will hear him speaking to us. A.W. Tozer left us a prayer that I often pray, and I hope his prayer will be helpful to you now as I pray it. Lord, teach me to listen. Times are noisy and my ears weary with a thousand raucous sounds which continuously assault them. Give me the spirit of the boy Samuel when he said to thee, speak, for thy servant heareth. Let me hear thee speaking in my heart. Let me get used to the sound of thy voice, that its tones may be familiar when the sounds of earth die away, and the only sound will be the music of thy speaking voice. Amen. I am a fellow traveler, Tim Smith.